Blog Talk Radio.
I know.
may be going through something right now. Sometimes you can have the wrong folk around you. But there's just times you just need to get everybody away from you. Sometimes friends won't do what needs to be done. And sometimes you just need to steal away into your secret closet. And as you steal away into your secret closet, then something is going to begin to happen. Just you and him now, just you and him, and just you and him, and it's you and him, and you can just tell him, Lord, I just need to stay close to me. I need to stay close to me. I'm just grateful, Pastor Marvin Winans is here. He's here. I just know he knows about staying close.
I'm Lord this morning. I know a lot of you are getting ready to go to work or, amen, put the children on the school bus and start it today. Amen. Praise God. And I wanted to talk to you this morning. Amen. Praise God. Because it's vitally important to us. Amen. To know where we stand with God. And my thought this morning is, where will you spend eternity? Where will you spend eternity? And it's coming out of the book of Ecclesiastes 3. Amen. Praise God. Before I go into the message, amen. Praise God. I'd like to say a little prayer. Praise God. Because the Bible said prayer changes things. Amen. And whatever, amen, is going on in your life today, make and rest for sure that God has already orchestrated and performed your day before you even woke up this morning. Amen. And we as the body of Christ need to understand that God is eternity. Praise God. Anything out of the boundaries of God, it takes on another atmosphere, another way, and it will last eternity, but it's the most dirtiest, cruelest way that a person can live, and that's to be caught up and in hell. There are no exits out. There is no way out of it. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to move by your spirit. Amen. Begin to touch your people all over the world today. Begin to strengthen them. Begin to let them understand that besides you, there is no other. Father, strengthen them in a way because of the disasters that have hit America and Haiti and all over the world throughout the years. But this recent, amen, attack of the enemy, praise God, that has killed out 16 people and maybe more in the New York area around, and then over in Haiti, 13 people or more, praise God. But you are the God, amen, praise God, that has created everything in the earth. And when the storms come and when the enemy is in the midst of the storms, you're able to, amen, to protect us and to keep us. So I'm asking you, Lord, for those that died, for the families that are bereaved today, to strengthen them and let them know that, God, you know what's going on. But although the enemy might come in like a flood, amen, you have set up a standard. And although we have lost loved ones today, God, you there with us, amen, in the midst of it. And I ask you, Lord God, to let us know that eternity means forever, and let us grab hold to your word and your truth, because Jesus has come and set the captives free. And with his blood shed, we now have a right to the tree of life. We now have a right to be, amen, with you and your Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and throughout eternity. So I ask you to keep your people today, strengthen them where they're sick, where they're torn down, where they need blessings financially, amen. Where they need your love, let them know that, God, you're there for them, in Jesus' name. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens, amen, praise God. Under the heavens, praise God, for those that are in the earth realm, we go by seasons and times, amen. We have four seasons, the winter, the fall, the winter, the spring, and the summer, amen. And they come around, they rotate, praise God. And we are set up under a time frame, even though God doesn't look at time, because he is eternity. He doesn't look at time, but at the same time, amen, we as humans are set up under a time frame, and Satan is too, because, amen, he was cast in the earth realm, praise God, under the heavens, amen, praise God, in this earth. So he has to abide by the same time frame that we abide by, amen, as far as the time frame is concerned. We don't know what season God is going to take him out, but he will be removed, amen, because there's an appointed time for him. But at the same time, we as the body of Christ, amen, are in era, E-R-A, and during that era, God always worked with people as far as their genealogy is concerned, as far as their assignment is concerned. One era will leave out, amen, and the people will do that assignment for God. Then another era would come in, all the way from Adam all the way through the book of Revelation, amen, praise God. There are eras, amen, praise God, as far as God is concerned. But there are seasons for humans, praise God, and seasons for the devil. Satan's time is almost up, but our time is almost up as well, and we're nearing the end. And because of this, we need to know where we're going to spend eternity. Amen. Eternity is everlasting. It don't have a time frame. It does not have a time frame. And once you're in that dimension, whether you're in heaven or you go to hell, you cannot get out of it. Once you're in heaven, you're in heaven to stay. Amen. Once you're in hell, you're in hell to stay. And I've looked back and I said, Lord, I say, you know, people are dying and going to hell, and the Bible says hell is enlarging itself. I say, but that's eternity. Ain't no turning around. Once you're in there, you can't come out and then go up to God. That was a rich king, and he fed sumptuously every day. And that was a man named Lazarus. And he laid outside of the city gates, and he was sick. Amen. And the king would not help him no kind of way. But when his time came and he died, amen, he seen where Lazarus was caught up in Father Abraham's bosom, because Lazarus had died as well. Amen. But the king seen this thing, amen. And as he seen this, he wanted, amen, praise God, to somebody to go back down in the earth and tell his brothers what he was going through. The fire, amen, it stayed burning heat all the time, where worms never die, where you were being persecuted all the time, you were being ill-treated all the time, and we as the body of Christ have suffered enough, amen, praise God, through the bearing of a cross, amen, while we yet live. But why would we take, amen, and want to go to hell behind the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life? The wages of sin is death. Amen. Praise God. So we as the body of Christ, in order to obtain this, amen, eternity, amen, what we will spend with Christ Jesus has to be obtained the right way, because we cannot have a blemish. Amen. Praise God. So I look back and I counted the cost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Of what can happen to me and my children if I made the wrong decision. And knowing that, amen, there's a time and season for the us in the earth realm, praise God, then I have to make my seasons stand for sure that, amen, in this season, I'm going to walk in holiness and righteousness and truth. Amen, I'm going to spend my quality time, amen, with the Lord, amen, despite of what I'm going through. I had given a word of prophecy late August, about the middle of August, amen, praise God. And I had told a group of prayer warriors, amen, a group of people that was on a prophetic prayer line, about the disasters, about the things that are getting ready to come in the earth realm. And I told them, I said, these things that are getting ready to occur are going to occur before the election. Amen, praise God. And then after the election, are we really going to go through, be it black, white, amen, praise God, Hispanics, Asians, whatever race, we really going to go through. Because time is winding up, and we haven't made a decision because we still want to be like the Joneses. We want to still be in the world. We don't want God. We don't want to serve God. Amen. We don't want to read the word. We don't want to, amen, pass the word on to our children. We still out there trying to be like our children, most of us that are in our late 50s and 60s, 70s, amen, trying to part it right along with them. But the Bible said a woman is dead while she yet lives, praise God, if she's living in pleasure. Amen. And we done been caught up in this worldly system so much that we don't think that there's a God. Amen. Praise God. And we don't think that God would chastise of us. We think that God would just go on and just let us keep on in our mess. But he has long-suffering, amen. He has given us a chance in order to get our act together. But there's a time and a season. A time to be born, a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which was planted. A time to kill and a time, amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. To heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. It's time for all of these things to occur in our life, and they will happen to us before we leave this earth, praise God. But after that, eternity is forever. A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. Somebody has lost a loved one in that Sandy, amen, hurricane this morning, amen, and praise God, and over in Haiti, and all of the tsunamis and all of these evil things that has been going on, amen, but it tells you now that because of what's been going on, even the earth is on a time frame, and it won't exist after a while, because the Bible said, and it clearly said, there is a new heaven and a new earth. Where are you going to spend eternity today? Amen, praise God, and forevermore. Have you made up your mind? Have you made the right decisions? Amen, praise God, to serve the Lord, because he's the only one. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. Then he went on to tell us, amen, in passage of scripture, he said that no man can come to the Father except by him, and no man can come to him except they be sent to the Father. So that is a process, and we got to be made saints. Let us adhere to what the word said. Let us cling to God, who is the author and finisher of our faith. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. All of these are set times, amen, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Amen, we are living in the last days, and Christ is soon to come. And when he comes back, he's coming back for a church without a spot or blemish. Amen. And when he come back, he's coming back for those that have been bought with a price. Jesus paid a dear price for us with his life and his blood shedding. Amen. For without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. That means sin got to stop. It's got to slowly or immediately dry up. Amen, praise God. The flesh got to die and the spirit, amen, got to live because we are spirit beings. There's a time for everything and a season. Amen, praise God. For he had made everything beautiful in his time. Also he had set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work of God, that God make it from the beginning to the end. Saints, I don't know where you're going. I don't know what your mindset. You might be getting ready to pick up that crack pipe, amen, and pick it up for the last time. You might be getting ready, amen, to go and sleep with that man, but it might be the last time. You might be getting ready to go out there and steal, but it might be the last time. Without God, where would you spend eternity? I don't want to die and go to hell. I tell that to God every day. That's the only thing that I'm afraid of. I ain't afraid of no demons because I whoop them. Turn your life around for those that need it. Backsliders, come in. Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent for my sins this morning and sins of my children. I'm asking you to strengthen me and allow me a chance again to worship you and praise you. Allow me a chance to examine my life and turn away from the wicked one and turn to you. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Next to me, I traveled so far, when I depart.
We've gone through too much, saints. We've gone through too much. Don't give your lives into the enemy's hands. I beg with you, make the right decision.
going through something right now. Sometimes you can have the wrong folk around you. But there's just times you just need to get everybody away from you. Sometimes friends won't do what needs to be done. And sometimes you just need to steal away into your secret closet. And they can steal away into your secret closet, then something is going to begin to happen. Just you and him now, just you and him, it's just you and him, and it's you and him, and you can just tell him, Lord, I just need you to stay close to me. I need you to stay close to me. I'm just grateful, Pastor Marvin White is here. He's here now. I just know he knows about staying close, but I know he knows.
I'm moving.